Meanwhile, the number of refugees who flee North Korea for South Korea continues to rise. 20,000 of them have resettled in the South. About half have arrived in just the past few years. Most North Korean refugees make it south with the help of Christian missionaries. The missionaries take them along the so-called Underground Railroad up through China to Southeast Asia. But Jason Strother reports from Seoul that the refugees themselves are now playing a big role in bringing their family and friends to freedom.
It was 2006, and Ji Sang-hyun wasn't sure if he'd ever see his mother again. She had escaped from North Korea 2 years earlier. Ji and his younger brother had just recently fled and were hiding out in northeast China. Then they got a phone call. He says that his mother tracked them down. She was in South Korea. She told him that China, where North Koreans are often forcibly repatriated, was too dangerous. So Ji's mother arranged for a broker to escort him and his brother to Laos and then on to South Korea. Ji's sister was also somewhere in China, but he says they couldn't find her in time to take her with them. It was only this past September that Ji and his family finally located her. My sister had no idea whether we were back in North Korea or in the South, Ji says. She found out through a friend in China that we were in Seoul. We paid a human rights organization to help bring her here. Ji's sister is now at a government facility where North Koreans stay for 3 months and learn how to adjust to life in South Korea. That facility, called Hanawon, is now being expanded to accommodate the growing number of refugees who make it here.
Gradually, we're going to see a snowballing number of people, and it's not all to the credit of the Underground Railroad.
Tim Peters is an American missionary whose Seoul-based organization assists defectors trying to reach South Korea. Peters says that many resettled North Koreans now have their own network of brokers taking refugees out of China.
Virtually every refugee who makes it safely and resettles in South Korea has probably made a sworn oath to 2 to 3 to 4 other family members or very close associates in North Korea that the resettled one is going to do everything possible to get those other people out.
Peter says some defectors even go back to China themselves to bring loved ones to the South. Kim So-kyung is a former official at Seoul's Ministry of Unification, the agency that oversees North Korean resettlement. She says refugees are using their government living stipend of a few thousand dollars to pay brokers to smuggle out family members. Some take on multiple jobs to raise funds to rescue their families. And Kim says some North Korean women have turned to the sex trade.
They want to sacrifice themselves to get that amount of money. In their point of view, they need to save their family members and they have no other choice other than their body.
Defector Ji Sang-hyun says he's just glad that his sister finally made it here so the family can live together again. But he says it's not an entirely happy ending. Ji says, my father at first didn't want to defect, but when he learned that we were all going to South Korea, he tried to escape North Korea too. But he was caught by border guards and tortured in a prison camp. I learned that he died just a few days after he was released. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.